B-Pod Studios.
What day is it? Look at the calendar!
It's Thursday.
Thursday?
It's Thursday. You have changed something in this room.
I've changed my mind.
About what?
About waking up.
What else is there to do?
Going back to sleep.
Wake up!
Wake up! Please, wake up!
Why?
Why?
You're gonna miss out.
You're going to miss it.
Miss what?
The show.
Show's not over.
In fact,
it's showtime.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. And this is a big, big night coming up tonight. The Bruins
really?
Are playing. Yes. Just thought I'd mention that.
Actually, I'm excited.
Are you really?
Yeah. I mean, because it's kind of an important game, right?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it
Very
is.
Important game.
So.
Game 5, series tied at 2, back on the Garden Ice.
And we're going to be talking with the great Ray Bourque this morning
at
8:40.
That's exciting.
Nice. Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay, other things we got coming up on the program today. We got the Dirty Laundry Report coming up at 7:45. What are you covering in Dirty Laundry today?
Oh, I'm going to have to cover what you were talking about earlier, about when you have two girlfriends and you leave your house and all of your jewelry around.
It's a bad
decision. It's a bad combo.
Yes, we'll share that with you this morning.
Has anybody seen my watch?
We finally found something that we like staring at more than our TV. What is it?
I know it. Okay.
You think you know that?
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you is what I was going to ask.
The other thing.
Yeah, today is the 75th anniversary of D-Day. You mentioned that in the news.
Yeah.
Did you see the video of the 97-year-old paratrooper yesterday?
Yeah.
That was amazing.
That's incredible.
He jumped on D-Day.
I know. And he recreated. He
recreated
jumped.
Yesterday.
Yeah. That's
97 years old.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
That's brave.
He's got to have a good health plan.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, he must.
So, reminded me of George Herbert Walker Bush. Remember when he used to jump out of the planes?
Yeah.
Birthday. 80th birthday, yeah. And then a couple more birthdays after that.
Bob Ryan will be joining us 7:25 this morning. We're going to get his take on the Bruins game tonight, the Red Sox win last night, which was remarkable for Chris Sale in particular. And we're also going to find out about the NBA Finals, because Golden State got beat last night at home. So all this coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
So okay. you ever see one of those helicopter rescues where somebody's hurt and they bring them up on a stretcher?
Yeah,
you know,
it usually goes well.
Yeah, he looks really smooth.
Yes.
And man, these guys are really good. But sometimes things don't go as planned.
No, and this is yet another reason one should not go outside. So this 74-year-old woman was hiking in Arizona on Tuesday. And she got injured. I think she fell and she may have like hurt her wrist and maybe
hurt her hip. I knew she hurt her hip.
Yeah, nothing major, but she needed a rescue because she couldn't get down from the hike. So they sent out a helicopter. Now, usually these things go pretty smoothly. You see it; they lift them up and then they kind of just swing them into the helicopter, and then that's it, and then great, and everyone's safe. Well, this one was more of a carnival ride.
Yeah,
because. The stretcher started spinning like crazy in the turbulence. Now, not just like spin, 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 spin. It was going up to 175 times in a couple of minutes. When you guys told me about this, I was like, oh, okay, whatever. And then I saw it, and I couldn't believe what this poor woman had to endure. She's fine, by the way. She's fine. But this is the audio from the pilot who saw this going on. And he's very calm, but he also feels a little bad.
Oh, got the spin. I got to let him back down. Try to get that under control. That's not good. Definitely passed out by now. They're going to try to... There you go. They're going to slow that down. They're just going to fly off with him and go to the LZ. I hate to see that. Oh, my gosh. That is not good.
No.
Oh, my God.
That is not good. That is not good.
No word as to whether she passed out, but she's fine. She's in stable condition.
Like, even on the news last night, Channel 5 was talking about it, and they're like, when she arrived, she was dizzy. I'm like, no.
Really? Seriously.
Did they have to spin her around in the other direction just to make her feel better?
They put her in one of those astronaut training things.
Yeah. Oh, my God, the poor thing. She
was in like a dizzy bad competition.
Oh, it's the worst thing. I mean, just for this woman to go through.
This is like vertigo times 1,000.
Oh, yeah.
It's the worst tilt-a-whirl ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Do you think she'll go hiking again?
She shouldn't. Let that be a lesson to all of you people. Maybe we gotta take Stay her out. Inside.
We'll take her out to Six Flags this weekend.
Yeah.
Want to get on one of these?
Sounds good. Well, sounds
I don't
good.
Think so.
The Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
With Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Weekdays.
80s and more.
All day
and night.
105.7 WROR.
You know, sometimes the world of sport just goes beyond the world of sport. So let's turn to football this morning here on the Lorna Waddy Morning Show, and a football player named Le'Veon Bell. Now, we all know Le'Veon Bell. I didn't, but now I do.
We
played, you know, this great running back, played for Pittsburgh, had the issues with Pittsburgh, held out last year, so he gets traded to the New York Jets, see? So he goes to New York, but in the offseason he lives down in Florida, and he trains down in Florida. But despite the fact that he's left Pittsburgh, it seems that he now still has a problem with Steelers.
I see what you did there.
See what
okay,
I did there?
That's, yeah, okay. Good.
So here's the deal. So he goes out to the gym, and he has, he's living in this place down in Florida, and he has not one, but two girlfriends. And when he comes back from
and work, and some of the news reports, the girlfriends, the word is in quotes. And I feel like that means that they probably were on some sort of, like,
retainer?
Hourly rate?
Yes.
Retainer.
Yeah.
Okay,
uh-huh.
Yeah, maybe a retainer,
okay,
yeah.
So.
Like Pretty Woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
I understand. And so he goes to the gym to work out with his personal trainer, and he comes back, and $522,000 worth of bling and jewelry missing.
Ooh.
Which is really like a drop in the well because he just signed a $52 million contract. Although I know that it's, I don't know what the guarantee is, and that's really makes all the difference. I just learned 2 seconds ago.
Yeah, you should have heard the off-air conversations of NFL contract situations with LP and the rest of us.
Anyway, according to reports, some of the $522,000 worth of jewels included, but it was not limited to, and boy, these are very fancy, a Black Panther pendant studded with black and white diamonds.
Did you see the picture of that thing?
I did not, but
it's
I can
amazing.
Imagine it in my head.
Yeah.
So, or around my neck. Two gold chains with diamonds, a Rolex watch. It's a lot of, I mean,
who keeps over $500,000 worth of jewelry
in his closet?
Because
he's,
that's like, it's like if you have, you know, if you do the percentage, 520.
It's like spare change, right?
Yeah, 2,000 versus 52.
I keep my
million.
Apple Watch on my, you know, bureau.
Exactly, and that's like the same.
Okay. No, yeah, exactly. He's going to make $35 million guaranteed, so maybe he's not worried about it.
No, he's not. I would not be. I would be dropping Black Panther chains and gold and diamond everywhere. I'd be like, where is it?
Trail of jewelry strewn behind you.
I wonder what he'll miss more, the jewelry or the girlfriends.
Yeah. Well, both are replaceable.
Yeah, I know.
Just takes a little money.
There you go. Okay, wow. By the way, speaking of sports and
yeah, speaking of
events,
rings, Stanley Cup rings.
Oh, man, tonight.
Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals, the Bruins and Blues tonight at the Garden, series tied at 2. Zdeno Chara still not officially out of the lineup yet with that broken jaw. Wouldn't that be amazing? Matt Grizzlick, a better chance of being back in the lineup after that concussion. Bob Ryan comes up at 7:25, and then Bruins great and Hall of Famer Ray Bourque joins us live at 8:40 here at WROR. Chris Sale, he looked like the Chris Sale we all know. Complete game, 3-hit shutout, 12 strikeouts. Red Sox rolled the Royals 8-0 in Kansas City. Sale also threw an immaculate inning, 3 outs on 3 strikeouts on 9 pitches.
Wow.
Go to WROR.com if you want to see it. Rafael Devers had a homer and 3 RBIs. That series wraps this afternoon at 1:15. Major League Draft wraps up today. Yesterday, the Red Sox drafted North Andover High School pitcher Sebastian Keane in the 11th round. That's a big deal.
I've been reading about this kid. He's pretty good.
Yeah, Pats wrap up mandatory minicamp today, and the Warriors' Steph Curry went off for 47 points, but the Raptors took a 2-1 lead in the NBA Finals with a 123-109 win last night in Oakland.
Thank you very much, Hank. Okay, listen to this. This is a big deal coming up this weekend. As a matter of fact, it starts tomorrow right here at WROR, an official free ticket weekend. Now, what you're going to do is be listening for Stubby the Ticket Broker. He'll give you the cue to call. You could win family 4 packs of tickets to the advanced screening of Toy Story 4. Hey, what's everybody hearing about? I hear it's fantastic.
It looks great.
Unbelievable.
It looks really good. And plus, there's a great new song.
There's a great
song.
Yeah,
I will play it at Dirty Laundry, a little bit of clip. It's Chris Stapleton, written by Randy Newman, who's the Poet Laureate of the United States.
Plus, if you win, you know, one of the family packs, so to Toy Story 4. That registers for the grand prize, two round-trip tickets on Alaska Airlines. And we were just talking about Alaska Airlines, and it's rated one of the top airlines in the U.S. So you can win all this weekend. It starts first chance to win tomorrow morning, 7:35, right here.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
Today is an extremely important date in history. Because on this day in 1944, the balance of the future of the world and freedom was hanging in the balance when the invasion of Normandy took place. And one thing I would urge anyone who has not seen this is all about our grandfathers, in many cases our great-grandfathers.
Yeah.
I would urge anyone who has never seen the movie Saving Private Ryan to watch just the first 12 minutes of that movie.
It's hard to watch, though.
It's
really hard to watch.
But to understand what these guys, and they were just kids at the time, were facing, the overwhelming odds that they went in against, it just blows your mind. You can't even begin to imagine.
It's really incredible. I've been to the to Normandy and to the graveyard, and it's the most overwhelming thing you'll see, because the juxtaposition of all that death in such a beautiful place.
Yeah,
and
really.
what these boys went in and endured, and many did not survive, obviously, but we did win, and it should be required for every American to go.
When you were there, was it very quiet?
What was
going on around you?
Like a lot of these places where you're sort of mourning the dead, and sometimes there's like weird people, like they're taking selfies and laughing.
Yeah.
You know, I find that happens down at the Ground Zero, and I'm always a little disturbed by it. But here, it really was a place of
very
honor
and
solace, and it was great because it really brought home all the things you learn, but you never really feel and see.
To actually be there.
Yeah,
this is where it happened.
To go by, you go down to the beach, and you see where they crawled up the beach, and then they had to hide, and then all the German bunkers where they would just pick off these boys. And it's overwhelming and incredible, and the bravery of these men is unbelievable.
160,000 Allied troops. What is it, 100,000 American troops, right, Hank?
Yeah, about 100,000 American troops. There were 4,014 soldiers killed that day, the very first day. They estimate that there were between 4,000 and 9,000. They've never really put an accurate number on it.
Yeah.
Of Nazis killed that day.
Amazing. I
mean, the numbers, 13,000 paratroopers. It's huge.
Some of the things that are, these are some of the positive
memories. One of the
memories.
Paratroopers.
Yeah, one of them. This is amazing.
Incredible.
This guy's incredible.
This guy, 97-year-old Tom Rice, he parachuted on D-Day into Normandy. Well, he parachuted again this week, 75 years later. And he'd been practicing with a personal trainer for 6 months. And here's audio of when he landed.
It's okay, sir?
Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful drive. Beautiful jump, beautiful flight. Everything was perfect.
I honor those who didn't come back, who were wounded, who walked away from it, who were deceased. Those are the guys that are the heroes.
Yeah,
that guy looked tough.
He looked tough, didn't he?
He was like, really? I mean,
he looked
in incredible
like he could
shape.
Kick my butt right now.
97 years old, and what he endured when he was, so young, and then to go back and face it all again. It's incredible.
It is amazing.
It is. And Bryan Cranston, the AARP had Bryan Cranston read letters from soldiers to family back home.
Yeah.
So these are real letters that soldiers wrote after Normandy and D-Day. And this is, incredible writing.
My sweet Mildred, in the faraway distance, one could hear the rumble of the artillery and the prep, prep of machine gun fire. The elements were at their worst. Our landing craft was half filled with water. We used our helmets to throw it overboard, and I never thought we would make it. Some of the boats never reached the shore. It was a horrible sight. The word came, let's go. We didn't have a chance to fight back. We were dropped into the water over our heads. With a stream of lead coming at us, we were at the mercy of the Germans. I pulled myself together and sought a rifle, and around I went trying to find my outfit. Gracious Lord, what was left of them? Just 25 out of 160. We overcame all obstacles and pushed inland to capture our first town. Our outfit can be proud of the part that we played in helping to win this war. Bye, my sweet. Love and kisses, Dom.
Wow. Pretty amazing, huh?
Can you imagine how scary that must have been? I mean, I can't even imagine.
Cricket from Saugus online. Hey, what's up, Cricket?
Wanted to, if you could shout out to, he's actually my great cousin, Peter Orlando. He's from Concord, Mass., and he's over at D-Day right now.
He is.
He's one of the veterans being honored. He was on a U.S. Navy tugboat as a radio man at D-Day. His ship was one of the ships that was pulling the landing craft off of the beach.
Holy cow.
And, yeah, it was incredible. Some of the stories that he told us over the years is just, it's like chilling.
Yeah, really how old is he now?
He's 97.
Unbelievable.
He flew over there last week, and he's been touring the different sites. And he was at Flanders Field the other day, and he's at Omaha Beach right now. It's amazing what that generation did for us all.
It is. When you see him again, when he comes back, would you tell him that we said thank you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Most definitely. Yeah.
That's great. Hey, thanks.
Right, listen,
thanks
for
the call.
Have a great day. Go be
80s and more. 5-7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Effie and Iris, the wives of Lemonifus, are having a little chit-chat over morning coffee when we hear...
Oh, Iris, yesterday was our anniversary and Lem gave me a beautiful bouquet of flowers.
Oh, you poor thing! I know when Ephus gets me flowers, I have to spend the night with my legs up in the air.
Well, what's the matter, Iris? Don't you have a pretty vase?
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Morning.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s. More.
105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, batten down the hatches. It's time for our weekly visit with Mr. Everything, Bob Ryan. Good morning, Mr. Everything.
Good morning. Hey, before we get started about sports, I just have to tell you, I've been to Normandy twice, and I would say that any American fortunate enough to have the financial means to do it should go there. It is absolutely a must. It's one of the most powerful experiences you'll ever have.
Isn't it? It's amazing.
Couldn't agree more, Bob. Yeah.
Okay.
Could
agree. That's I'm off my soapbox now.
Okay, no. Thank you.
No soapbox.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just a travel agent box.
and a guide really enhances the experience.
Yes,
I'll tell
sure.
you that too.
So
a good guide. It's really important. Okay, now.
Okay, so now. How do you feel about Bruce Cassidy and the Sundance Kids?
Good to real good. Not, maybe not great, not overwhelmingly confident, but I'm confident enough that they have enough at their disposal to win this game with or without Zdeno Chara. It seems as if Grislyk is going to play, and that's a good news. That's very good news. As far as whether he will play or not, if indeed he has a broken jaw, it's hard to imagine he's going to play. But we're talking about a hockey player.
Yeah, different animal.
We are talking about people who are a little bit on a scale of 1 to 10 of craziness. They're about a 9, most of them, and so it wouldn't be inconceivable, but it's highly, highly doubtful.
Can you imagine the energy in the garden if he comes out on that?
I
line
thought about that.
Oh my God!
It'd blow the roof off.
It would be extraordinary. It would be very heartwarming. I remember there was a time the Bork once upon a time had was thought to be a keep you out of the game injury, and he showed up and played. They were playing the Whaler, I think.
Oh, that was a game seven. Oh.
Is that the time he took the puck in the mouth?
Yeah, and he and that place, that was it was. So, of course, it would be a tremendously dramatic moment.
Hey, Bob, you're going to want to tune in at 8:40. We've got the Hall of Famer Ray Bork coming up live right here in Lorne and Wally.
Oh, right. Terrific. Okay. Well, very good. Well, Bruin, you can argue, the second best Bruin ever, or there are people who say he's the best Bruin ever, even indeed. And you know what Harry Sinden always said, if I'm down a goal, I want, or if I'm up a goal, I want Bork. to protect that
lead. Pretty good. That's pretty good company right there.
That's how we got around the question of who's better.
Okay. Now, okay, next question. Kind of a rare thing happened last night. The Red Sox got hitting and pitching. Great pitching, too.
Wow, was that a proof? That was a dominant. That's the word dominant. Looking at dictionary, dominance. Oh, it's Chris Sale last night. And how about the drama of going out and throwing another, quote-unquote, immaculate inning?
Yep.
And the eighth inning, which means that he threw nine pitches, all strikes, struck out three guys on nine pitches, after the discussion with Alex Cora about how far he would go in the game. And he said, let's see what happens in the eighth. So he throws the immaculate inning, and he has the first shutout we've had here in 2 years. Remember that day Brian Johnson threw a shutout out of nowhere back in 17. But that's the Chris Sale that we expect, and there it was. That was a tremendous performance, and the bats came along with it. Yes.
Hey, Bob, who do you think is the MVP of this Red Sox team to this point?
Oh, Devers. That's an easy call.
No question.
Bogarts certainly make a case for it. Those two, but I would say Devers and one and Bogarts two so far. Devers this kid's a keeper. He's a complete keeper. We've got a kid who may win a batting title someday. He's got the most hits in the American League since very early in the season. I think he's second to Whitfield in Kansas City right now. But he's terrific. And Bogarts has established himself after the year he had last year and the way he's playing this year. Is one of the top shortstops in baseball.
Okay, one other quick baseball thing.
Yeah.
Were you surprised to see the Cubs sign
Kimbrel? Well, they were on the list of the short list of teams that were I read a story even yesterday morning about who were the Cubs were right on the top of the list. They're there in the division. They feel that they're a contender. Just the whole thing was foolish. Both for himself and Dallas Keuchel, the left-hand pitcher who hasn't yet signed, but this thing going on is way too long. It's completely crazy.
Okay, and then the final thing we're going to talk about is the dynasty of the Golden State Warriors over.
Well, they have injuries. I mean, they're going to have a good excuse, and I would call it a reason, not an excuse, if they don't get this done. I still think they're going to, by the way. I think Clay Thompson will play game four. You may be very well see Durant before it's over. Yeah, Toronto was terrific last night. Look at their box score. They must be so proud. The balance of their offense, the first starters, everyone had at least 17 points. That's a tremendous night. And they were excellent last night. They deserve full credit. But Golden State really, and Curry had to carry. He got 47 points. It was all they really had. But it's that one, I think, is going seven. And I know the difference between that one and our series is that Golden State does not have the home. It's hard to get used to that idea, but they did not have the home field, home court. So the game seven would be in Toronto if there is game seven. Unlike if we have a game seven, it would be here in hockey. But I'm confident that the Warriors. I'm not bailing on them after.
Not bailing.
Tonight.
Okay. No. Very good. Well, you, Mr. Everything, Bob Ryan. Do you have any shame?
Yeah, we
have
the Sports Reporters podcast with Mike Lupica and Mitch Albom. We will be doing it this morning. It'll be up early this afternoon. And Sports Reporters, and then on Around the Horn next Monday, so you can circle your calendar at 5 o'clock on ESPN next month.
Okay, have yourself a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, terrific.
We hope we have the Stanley Cup.
I think we'll be talking about the parade.
The parade, okay.
All right, Bruins and how many, Bob? You think it's going to go the seven?
Yeah, I do. I felt that way all along.
Got it.
So have a rousing game seven right here.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Okay, have a good one.
Bye-bye.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show.
Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
Ready?
Unbelievable. I have been ignored for almost 8 years.
There we go. Dirty laundry.
Say one thing about J-Lo's undergarments. All right, we're going to get to that in 1 minute, but I want... we're going to get to the Friends reboot, if you want to be in an Adam Sandler movie. And this just in. What Sutton Foster from... Younger uses on her face to look so young. She's like 44 and plays a 20-year-old. But first, let's talk about J-Lo's undercarriage.
Okay.
All right. Turn that music down a little bit.
Yeah. Talk slow.
She's just like us, you guys. J-Lo is just like us. Because she was going to her 11-year-old twins' elementary school graduation. It was a windy, blustery day, and her Chanel dress blew open a little bit. And who'd have thunk what was under there? Spanx.
Get out of town.
She wears Spanx, which means that she's normal in one small way.
At least it wasn't like the crying game.
Oh, my God. That's messed up.
I know.
All right. Anyway, so she's just like the rest of us, and I love it when I see people who work out constantly and wear Spanx. Imagine they still need it. So feel better, everybody. A-Rod, by the way, speaking of J-Lo, he was there. His daughter was graduating. And he, 20 years ago, he was interviewed. He was 22 years old, and somebody asked him what his dream date would be, and this is what he had to say.
What would a dream date with Alex Rodriguez be?
Jennifer Lopez. Hopefully you can find me a date with her.
Perseverance pays off.
20 years later,
and now he's marrying her. That's kind of awesome in a weird way. Like, think about it. When you 20 years ago, who did you want to have a date with?
I don't know. It was 20 years ago. I can't remember that far back.
Imagine if you like ended up with that person. That's kind of
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Well, yeah.
Right? Okay, there you go.
There's still time.
I guess Jennifer Aniston was on Ellen the other day, and she was saying that she didn't think it would be out of the question to have a Friends reboot because she knows the girls would be into it and the guys would be into it, and you never know what's going to happen. So, Brian Bell, your dream is still alive.
And I just remembered who it was back in the 98.
You just remembered 20 years ago.
Yep.
Huh?
Okay. Gwen Stefani.
Really?
Back in the day.
How do you feel now about her?
Well, now this whole Blake Shelton thing.
Yeah, kind of ruined her.
Yeah, that's okay.
Although it also makes me think, I might have a chance.
That's true. Okay, Sutton Foster, she plays the main character on a show called Younger, which everyone loves. It's about a 40-something person who's pretending that she's in her 20s so that she can have this job at a magazine. It's really good. It's in its sixth season. But people are always looking at her and like, how are you 44 years old and playing a 20-year-old? And she's very fresh-faced. What are her secrets? This is her secret. She washes her face.
Get out of town.
She occasionally uses moisturizer and sunscreen. I don't think this is what she said, and I think she's wrong. I truly believe that beauty and youth comes from inside. That is not true. Take it from me. I think it's the way.
You say it comes from the outside, huh?
I think it's the way you look at the world that makes you young, not the moisture on your face.
Hey, no.
No, it's baby.
No, you know, it's genetics is what it is.
So anyway, I mean, can you imagine like if you looked at the world with like positive attitude, your skin would be better? I would continue to have terrible skin.
You would be a dermatologist nightmare.
I would look like a kitchen witch. That's exactly it.
Thank you.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Mornings.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s
and more.
105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Are you ready to get this party started, everybody? Looks that way. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air here from WROR. Our contestant this morning is a student at the University of Maine who's from Lunenburg, Massachusetts. Tatiana Varania. Venaria.
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 Got
morning, Tatiana. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you guys?
We're great, thank
you. Oh, you're so happy and young.
Hey, Tatiana.
What's a college student doing awake at this time of
day? That's right. You should be sleeping right now.
Just getting home?
What are you studying up at University of Maine?
I'm studying social work.
Oh.
Social work. Are you up at the...
So you're going to need this $1,000.
Are you at the Orono campus?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Skiing's good up there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's
yeah, that's why you're there, isn't it? Come on, bet it. Now, listen, here's what's going to happen. LBF is going to give you 10 questions. You're going to have 60 seconds to answer all 10 of them. You can pass at any time. Don't waste too many passes. Go with your first instinct. Give us an answer and move on and get your $1,000 in cash. Are you ready to play?
You can do this.
Yeah, you can do it. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, now, by the way, speak up really good so we can be sure we hear all of your responses. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
Who is the governor of Massachusetts?
Pass.
What is Bobby Orr's jersey number?
Pass.
Which U.S. state is nicknamed the Ocean State?
California.
What part of the body is affected by glaucoma?
Oh, my God. Pass.
What sports event did Rosie Ruiz win by cheating in 1980?
Pass.
Which 1993 Disney movie did Bette Midler star as a witch in?
Hocus Pocus.
What is the main ingredient of guacamole?
Avocados.
Where did two lanterns historically land on the night of April 18, 1775?
Pass.
What is February's birthstone? What do sumo wrestlers throw in the ring before a match? Who's the governor of Massachusetts?
Okay.
This was a hard one for you.
Okay, look. Okay, let's just be honest. You sucked.
No.
But
these were skewed a little all over the place in terms of history. I think that had it been more of like a 1980.
I'm a social worker.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. See, if you'd ask her some social worker questions, she would have done much better.
Well, yeah, social disease.
Can
questions.
You give me the number of a good therapist? Okay, would you go ahead and we'll help further your education right now.
Think of this as a chance to learn. The governor of Massachusetts is Charlie Baker. Very tall guy. Bobby Orr's jersey number, I never remember this, 4.
Just remember that. Bobby Orr, the great Bobby Orr, number 4, iconic.
Or okay. 4, yes. Which U.S. state is nicknamed the Ocean State? That's Rhode Island. Clueing is a Ocean State job lot, which originated in Rhode Island. But whatever.
California does touch the ocean.
It
though.
Does. That's you, true. You know what? You at least, it, yeah, at least it wasn't in the middle. The part of the body affected by glaucoma, the eyes. Now, this is, yeah, that's kind of an old person's disease, so I get it. The sports event that Rosie Ruiz won by cheating in 1980, the Boston Marathon. Let's see. Avocados. The two lanterns historically landed on the night of April 18, 1775. The Old North Church. That happened here.
Kind of a historic kind of
one if by land,
yeah,
two
one
if by
land, two if by sea. That whole thing. I know. Who pays attention to that?
But you nailed the hocus
pocus.
You're
not a history major.
And the guacamole. You'd be strong on guacamole.
Yes, and February's birthstone is amethyst. And what do sumo wrestlers throw in the ring before a match? Salt.
Yes, make sure you use it in your guacamole.
But the towel was a good guess.
Guacamole?
That was
I don't know. In your margaritas.
Okay. Well, listen, we do have a fine. You're going to like this.
This
is a fine consolation prize. A 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags New England. Experience the all-new Cyborg Hyperdrive. It's one of those extremely fast, totally dark things.
Yeah, don't go after a Friday night.
It's really cool. So have fun when you're out there. Hey, thanks for playing the game. Thanks for listening, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, have a great day today.
Go Black Bears.
Yep,
okay. Anybody else you want to play and win this game? You got to qualify. To qualify, you got to register. You log on to WRR.com. You can win $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. I remember those night moves. 105.7 WRR. Good morning. This is the Lauren White Morning Show. As I'm sure you possibly realize, we counsel LB up as much as we possibly can here on the program.
The world is a really scary place, I'm afraid of a lot of things.
Afraid of everything.
And you know, it's funny. It's like, it's a situation where I don't, like, I'm born with a set of fears and then that's it. No.
You grow
get
new fears,
and I'm always surprised by them. I'm like, wow, that's new. So,
why am I afraid of that?
What's that?
Where did that come from?
So yesterday, I discovered a new one. So it started like this. I decided that I was going to meet my husband across the street at the hotel.
Yes.
And so.
Really? Okay, that's too much information, but go ahead.
There's a Starbucks in the hotel, and so he works across the street. Okay, and we met for coffee. So this was born of laziness. Instead of going around, there's a footbridge that connects both sides of Morrissey Boulevard.
That's what it's for. It's for crossing the street safely.
It's for crossing Morrissey Boulevard. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So I was perfectly happy going, and all of a sudden I get to the top of the footbridge, and I was like, "What is happening?" I was very afraid. My palms started to sweat. It was a little crazy. So I crossed it, and I told Dave about it. I'm like, I just had an experience, and maybe it was just a fluke, but I'm going to see if it happens again. And Dave's afraid of heights. I'm like, I think you should try it because I think you go crazy too. Because you want a partner in your fear. You want somebody
to suffer too.
Yeah, you're like, oh, isn't that scary? Yes, because when somebody's like, it's not scary at all, you're like, whatever.
Because if it's just you, then you're really crazy.
I know.
Yeah.
So I went back and I videoed it for him so he would understand what I was going through. So is this approaching? Okay. This is approaching.
Okay,
this is me, my mental state.
Here we go.
Okay, I'm just approaching. Look, it's like waist high. this thing. And I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to put my head down. But like as you can see, that's happening and that's happening. And I'm just going to put my head down and go. I can't.
Wow.
I want
wow.
Okay, so picture it.
Okay, so
you're at the top 15 feet
off the ground, right?
More.
Yeah, at least. I mean,
maybe
you're
20.
High up.
Yeah, big trucks.
Maybe
20.
Okay, yeah, big there. Trucks. You're two lanes each side, four lanes of Morrissey Boulevard, and cars going fast and trucks, and it's noisy. And the bridge doesn't have, like, the steel sides and then the things that go over so nobody can, like, throw things off or jump
like
or do anything.
Like the Bourne and Sagamore.
Right.
Yeah, right.
It's just a handrail, basically.
Yeah.
I mean,
like
and so
hip high.
Hip high. And so even talking about it makes me crazy. I wanted to get down on my hands and knees and crawl.
Really?
Like I did. I was like, it was, but I was like, no, you can do it. You can do it. And I like, here are my fears. First of all, there's just a lot. And I'm always afraid of a psychotic break because, you know, like.
All of a sudden you're going to jump over
yes!
the rail.
Am I the only person who thinks that? Like you just, that's
no,
it.
No. A lot of people have that problem.
Yeah. One time I was on the top of the Pru.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a transmitter up there.
Yeah.
And at the edge of the Pru is a railing. That's,
but it's only waist high.
No. It's
knee high.
It's like comes up to the middle of your shin. It's just enough to trip you over the edge.
So
I just got a sick to my stomach feeling.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Oh, but boy, what would that be like? Whoop, up.
So, and just for some reason, everything, and you know in the movies when a person's afraid of something, everything becomes a little weird and like kind of like closes in.
Tunnel vision.
That's exactly what happened to me. I had to push through. I was like, I wanted to run down the stairs on the same side and just go around. But I pushed through. At the end of it, I videoed my response to it because I wanted to send it to Dave to tell him how scared I was. And this
I just want to let you know, that is the scariest thing I had to do. I mean, my palms are sweating. I had to talk to myself like a crazy person to get over that bridge. I mean, it's flat. This is just anxiety breath.
Wow.
Okay.
Is it that feeling you get when you're
going
to take the subway?
I'm going down the stairs now. Someone shut this off.
It's really crazy.
Is it what?
You know when you're going to go take the subway, the MBTA
and
subway?
You're standing there by
the
train.
Orange line. And the train comes by and you're close to that yellow line.
Yeah, so powerful and
so fast.
Yeah, it is. Exactly. It's very scary. But this is scarier, Hank. This is scarier for some reason. It's just it's the scariest thing I've done.
Should we go back and walk over it after the show?
In recent memory.
I mean, you were really out of breath after walking across the street and meeting your husband at the hotel.
That's right. We're not that we're going to be all, you know, and we don't mean to be all judgy on this or anything
like
that.
You're a runner
now, too. But you would have been a very little help on D-Day.
The Lauren Wally Show. More 80s.
I'll give you that.
All day. All the 80s. And more. 5-7-W-R-O-R.
Just so you'll know.
That's so true. Yeah. I'm sorry.
As long as there weren't any footbridges there on the beach.
Oh, no. The Germans have put up footbridges. Okay, Howie, what's up anyway, Howie?
Hey, LBS, listen, totally normal what you're feeling. It's not a big deal. I have a bad vertigo. I have done commercial roofing in Boston for many years. I've even repaired an antenna up on the Pru.
Yeah.
I don't need safety, everything. I feel better in the air. But to this day, if I walk in, say, to the State House, and I'm in any domed closure, and I look up, I will be on the floor like a cat clawed to the floor.
Right?
Wow.
Get out of town.
And you know what it is? Those small rails on each side of you.
Yeah.
You don't have enough rails on each side, and you get an unbalanced vertigo. And you could actually make yourself fall over the side.
Oh great. Way to help her out.
Hey, good to hear, Howie.
Thanks, Howie.
Thanks for the encouragement.
Started off strong.
Okay. And more all day and night. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, cue the music, please. For those of you who don't know, there's an extremely important hockey game coming up at the Garden tonight. So we decided we should talk to an extremely important hockey player. Ladies and gentlemen, the legendary Ray Bourque is on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Raymond. How are you today?
I'm awesome. How are you guys doing?
We are fantastic, thank you.
Feel better if you were playing tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Hey,
a lot of people joking, asking me if I was getting a call, but it wouldn't be pretty.
You don't think so, huh?
Well, when you think hockey, you don't always think pretty,
right? That's right. Okay, now, Ray, this is one of the things. By the way, there's a thing about this Zdeno Chara tonight because, you know, he's got a broken jaw now. He takes a puck to the face. Now, you're a guy who's taking a puck or two to the face. What do you think? How does this feel like?
Yeah.
What do you think?
The puck I took to the face just blew off my my four top teeth, root and all. But it didn't break any bones. But I did break my jaw in a fight. I took a pretty good punch on the chin, and I had a fractured jaw, and I was wired up for like 6 weeks, and this is like 1981, I think. So way back, and I think things are a little different now, how they fix you up with the broken jaw. And I think if...
Yeah, well, you were wired then. Now it's all wireless.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what he did there. Sometimes it's hard. We apologize for that.
That's why you're behind the mic.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we're going to see Big Z back. I don't know if it's tonight, but I think we'll see him back in this series. If anybody could do it, I think he can. So.
Ray, it's got to hurt. I mean, how do you handle pain like that?
Well, they've got ways to kind of, you know, maybe take care of the pain. You know, I don't know exactly what the jaw, if they're able to shoot that up and freeze it up a little bit. And I'm sure he's going to be out on the ice trying and doing as much, you know, as he can in terms of prep, seeing if he could skate and painless or even with a little pain. I mean, a lot of guys are playing with pain. I mean, I'm not saying many guys are playing with broken jaws, but there's a lot of stuff that you'll probably hear after the series is done with certain guys playing with certain things.
From the emotional side of the game, Bruins got beat up physically the other night. Tied 2-2. How do you get a team to stay together and still believe after, you know, it's 2-2, but still believe going forward after you lose your leader like Chara?
Well, you've got to believe. You know, this team has been resilient all year long. They've had all kinds of different injuries. At one point in time, I think they had four or five of their regular defensemen out of the lineup and still finding a way to getting the job done. So, you know, it's a saying, but next guy up has to go out there and do the job and believe in the system, and they've done a great job of that so far. So hopefully, you know, Grizzly comes back tonight. That'd be a big help, and not knowing if Big Z is going to be in there. But, you know, so far this series, every game that's been won, the team that's won the game has been very deserving of winning. And then in the next game, every time that team has reacted. The Bruins won the first game. St. Louis adjusted, came out with game two, a really good, strong, solid game. And then the Bruins bounced back in game three. And then the Blues, did it in game four. So if it stays to the same script, hopefully the Bruins tonight reacts and go out and win really takes a stranglehold on this series with a big win tonight.
Yep. Okay.
Who are some of these young guys that really impress you as you're watching this team, Ray?
Well, I really enjoy watching McAvoy, Griswick. Krug's been around what a while, but DeBrus has had a really strong season. I hope he comes out tonight and kind of plays the way he can. He'd really give us a big shot in the arm if he does that tonight. He's had a good, strong season.
But you're feeling good.
Pasternak had a tremendous year. Great, talented player. So these are all young guys that are going to be around for many years to come.
I do have a very important question right here.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're the co-owner of Tresca, spectacular Italian restaurant, 233 Hanover Street in the North End. Do you have homemade meatballs there? Because you're going to be there tonight before the game, correct?
Oh, you can get some pasta there.
You're on fire.
Once again, we apologize.
So people can drop by and see you tonight?
Yeah, I'm there before a lot of the Bruins games, and I've been there throughout the whole playoffs, and we've been jammed. It's been full of Bruins fans with jerseys, and I just walk around and go talk some hockey and Bruins talk, and we kind of promote that. We're going to be there. So for us, this time of year has been incredible with the Bruins having the run that they're having, and it's all the graduations going on around Boston. It's really a great place. And, yes, we do have incredible stuffed meatballs. Rich and Sarah does an incredible job in the kitchen. He'll even come out and greet you, talk to you, and ask you what you feel like. And really great atmosphere there. Things are going really well with Tresca. And, I'll be there tonight before the game with my 7-year-old grandson that's coming to his first playoff game. That is, he's so excited. So
that's wicked. Oh, that's cool.
That's fantastic. Yeah. You know, I think you ought to do a promotion there at Tresca, and you have Hank come in. He could sit there with his mouth open. You could try to hit him with a meatball with a slap shot.
Or they could shoot him. You could shoot on me.
See if you can hit his mouth.
I don't even know.
We could do it for charity.
How about that?
How about we do that for the Bork Family Foundation?
That's a good idea.
That sounds good. I won that target competition 8 times, so I think your face might be a little messy if I...
I'm not that good-looking anyway.
Okay.
But, hey, the Bork Family Foundation, you've got a road race coming up this Saturday, right?
Yeah, we have our second annual road race. We started our Bork Family Foundation a little over 2 years ago. We have 3 different events a year that we raise money and donate to a lot of different charities around New England. And we have the road race at 7.7 kilometers and a 5K walk, and we have a Mike's Fun Run for little kids, and it's held at Ferncroft Country Club. It's in 10 Village Road, Middleton, Mass. It's right, where we kind of run around the neighborhood, and then the last half of that race is ran on the golf course at Ferncroft Country Club. So this is our second year, and then we have a golf tournament that we hold in August in, at Golf Club in New England in Stratham, New Hampshire. And then we have a third event, a big gala, a black and white gala that we have in late January, early February that we have. So these 3 events create a lot of funds for us to donate to a lot of different charities. We've all my kids, my whole family are involved. We're trying to build something that will last a long time here with my kids and my grandchildren. So we're really vested, and we have a great time doing it. The run's a great event. After the run, we have a big stage. We have live music. We have hamburgers, hot dogs.
Hey.
We hang out for a couple hours afterwards. It's at 4:00 on Saturday.
You do it up big time.
Nice.
Yeah, we have we had over 300 runners last year, and this year we're already over 300 without a walk up crowd. So it's $40 for the race, $30 for the walk, and $10 for the fun run for the little kids. And if you go to www.borkrace.com or you go to borkfamilyfoundation.org, you'll hear and find out what we're all about. So,
that's great. That's
I got to strap the pads
on. Beautiful
day.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to get ready for that meatball shooting competition.
Yeah. Okay, Ray. Thanks a million for joining us this morning. And go Bees, okay?
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. The great Ray Bork right here, 105.7 WR. You know, the 7.7K road race. That's clever. That's it. See what he did there? Just want to remind you once again this morning that today is the 75th anniversary of D-Day, the invasion of Normandy by the Allied forces. And if you, to just get any semblance of what your grandfathers and in some cases great-grandfathers did for us and what they had to go through to defeat evil, if you get a chance, you can go online today. Just go on demand and get... Saving Private Ryan. You only got to watch the first 12 minutes of it.
I also want to say that I think they just opened a World War II museum in Natick. So if you are in the area, you can go to that. It's local and you can learn a little something because it's really important not to forget and to read the stories of the people who were involved.
Absolutely
in this.
Amazing.
Brave, brave people.
Very.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.